Notice hereby given to the Plan Commission of the City of Franklin.
Nick, one second. Could one of you just close one door and then ask those folks to move either way so we can hear? Thank you. All right, Nick, sorry.
Notice hereby given that the Plan Commission of the City of Franklin will conduct a public hearing on Thursday, June 22nd, 2017 at 7 p.m. or soon thereafter as the matter may be heard in the Common Council Chambers of the Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132, to hear public comment regarding application from James Milzer, Director of Business Services for Franklin Public Schools, for a special exception to natural resource features provisions for property located at 8225 West Forest Hill Avenue, zoned I-1, Institutional District, which bears tax key number 838-9978-000. The requested special exception to natural resource feature provisions is for the purpose of allowing for the filling and removing of approximately 9,950 square feet of wetlands, approximately 35,400 square feet of wetland buffers, and approximately 34,750 square feet of wetland setbacks, as well as mitigation of the proposed natural resource impacts through construction of a new 17,150 square foot wetland and identification of a new 54,300 square foot wetland buffer, currently identified as a mature woodland, with the majority of the natural resource impacts and all of the mitigation areas being located in the southeastern corner of the subject property, located at 8225 West Forest Hill Avenue.
Okay, we have a properly noticed public hearing. Mr. Deedle.
Brief summary.
Your turn.
A lot of the information was in the public hearing notice. I would mention that staff is recommending that the natural resource special exception be tabled. The information provided by the applicant has changed over its from its original submittal, so the amounts of wetland setback and wetland buffer to be impacted have changed, and the information provided by the applicants is not consistent throughout their materials. The maps don't match one another. The maps don't match the written text. So that's one of the reasons why staff is recommending tabling this. Staff is comfortable with the concept, but thinks there's enough differences, enough errors, enough updates that have to be made, and a couple important things that have to be revised, that to make sure there is a clear understanding what has to be done and that the Plan Commission can see it, staff is recommending tabling. But again, what they're proposing to do is they're building a new school. They're going to tear down the existing school after the new school is completed. Doing that new school, however, they're impacting wetlands. The DNR requires permits and approvals to fill in those wetlands. We also require approval to fill in those wetlands. That's why this special exception is here. In addition to the wetlands, the city also requires approval to fill in the associated setbacks and buffers. They are impacting woodlands, but the city allows them to impact up to 30% of the mature woods and up to 50% of the young woods. They're impacting slightly less than that, so they don't need a special exception for that. Staff believes that if all that additional information can be provided that we're asking for, if all the corrections can be made, at that point, staff would probably be recommending approval. There are a couple. The applicants, we've met with the applicant a number of times. They've agreed to make most of those changes, but not all of those changes. In terms of the natural resource special exception, one of those, probably the main one, is staff is recommending that the existing trees that are located immediately east of the proposed wetland, so that's on the east property boundary, we're recommending that those trees be remain there and not be removed. And the applicant is not agreeing to do that. It's probably the biggest change, or the biggest thing that they're not agreeing to. I can also mention that on tonight's agenda as well is a site plan for the school. That's not part of the public hearing, but they are related to one another. So again, they're proposing to fill in those wetlands, some isolated wetlands, and the buffers and setbacks. In exchange, I should mention, what they're proposing to do is create a new wetland and plant some appropriate vegetation in that wetland. They're proposing to plant some appropriate vegetation in two of their dry basins. They don't provide any details of what that is, so I can't tell you what it is. It's one of the reasons I'm proposing to postpone or table this.
Hey, Mr. Deedle, let me interrupt you. This image is just fine to figure out where it is. How about putting up the drawing that shows the natural resource?
And they're ready to give a PowerPoint presentation as well.
Oh.
So so they can go into more detail.
But still, let's put up so that the audience can see it as well.
So
I promise for 3 years to change how we do this. Now's the time.
It's going to be a little bit confusing which lines are which. I've been looking at it for a long time, so it stands out to me. But I know the first time I looked at it was confusing. So if you...
Now, Joel, you're waggling. Would you like a pointer? Thank you.
This is the boundary of the new school. There's a wetland in here that they have to fill. There's a wetland in here that they're going to fill. They're going to leave just that little bit of wetland left behind. That's the 9,950 square feet of wetland, and then the buffers and setbacks around it. Here's a parking lot. It's really close to the property line. They're going to be planting additional. They're going to remove some trees here, and they're going to plant a lot of landscaping materials along here as well. Up here also. This is also a wetland. They're not going to disturb that one. There's a wetland up here, a very small wetland. They're going to disturb and remove the setback and the buffer, but the wetland itself will remain. This is one of the dry basins, part of their stormwater management plan. They're going to plant some special vegetation in there as part of their mitigation. This will collect and detain a lot of the runoff that runs from this part of the property. Again, the parking lot here, some trees are going to be removed here, lots of landscaping added. An existing wetland right here they're going to leave alone, but the setbacks and buffers are going to be removed. The new wetland they're proposing to create is this one right here. They're going to remove all the trees over here and plant some landscaping. This is the one that staff is recommending. Leave those trees, move this over a little bit, and then plant the landscaping over there instead. But the applicant is not agreeing to do that. They are proposing, again, this is part of the stormwater management. This is part of the stormwater management from a quantity standpoint. They're proposing landscaping or vegetation in there as part of the mitigation. One of the differences in this area as well is part of stormwater management, but they're going to plant landscaping in there as part of their mitigation. The woodlands in here, they originally currently propose that they're going to remove, I believe, it's not clear, remove the trees and turn it into a prairie. I recommend that they instead leave the trees and enhance them. They have agreed to do that, but they haven't provided any details yet. Again, this is a proposed soccer field, proposed parking lot. This is where the existing school building and parking lot are right now.
Do you have that image?
On a separate map, possibly.
Could be the page prior. No, that's cell towers. I want to give the audience a little idea of what we're talking about as it relates to what's there today.
Okay.
And Zoom.
So, existing driveway, existing school is this, existing parking lot.
And then the next one should be
soccer fields.
This is submittals, not their
patch. Yep. So again, they will keep the existing school open while they construct the new one. Once the new one is completed, January of 2019, they will move into the new school and then shortly thereafter tear down the existing school. So this is the natural resource special exception. All those different colors are crosshatches. What's going to be removed, setback, buffer, or wetland. Areas in red are woodlands that are going to be removed. But like I said before, the woodlands are just within the amounts that they're allowed to remove. So again, staff is recommending postponing action on this matter until we can get more information. Then we'd have the applicant resubmit. We'd be hoping for the next Plan Commission meeting. And then the applicant is ready to give a PowerPoint presentation on this.
Okay, who's going to do it? Oh, please. Where's all our microphones?
Pull it off and carry it with you.
Why don't you yank that off of there, put it on the stand, and you can come and... Oh, well, yeah, that's right. Nick will get up when it's time. First thing I'd like you to address before you do your presentation is, as Mr. Deedle said, that the applicant opposed doing that. I saw lots of furrowed brows. Saw Mr. Cloutier about to come out of his chair. So if you would address that, that relates to the trees on the east side. Joel, are you with us on this? I just want you to be part of this conversation.
My name is Joe.
That would be the east, Joe.
Joe Doyle with Beerbecker. I did the site landscaping, site design, site survey, and wetland delineation for the project. Joel had a good description of the existing site. We'll jump right into the proposed site. So just a general briefing, we got the school is right here, which is more centralized than the existing location, which is down here. We want to provide a little bit more buffer to the neighboring properties down here and buffer away from the street as well. So a couple of things to discuss. We've got the main drive aisle coming right through here, bus lanes coming around there, proposed fire lane around the east and the north sides of the building. This is a learning center for the children, as well as basketball courts up here. We've got proposed landscaping and grass buffer on the north side, as well as buffer, it's a flat grass area on the southwest corner of the property. There will be loading locations on the back side of the building, and the stormwater from the proposed site will be entering into a couple different stormwater facilities throughout the site. Retention basins, and then they'll discharge into dry retention basins. It's worth noting that all the basins will be dry the majority of the time for safety purposes. In the northeast section of this property, there's concerns of flooding on the backsides of these properties. We have over-detained the stormwater and are reducing the peak runoff rate for the 100-year from 15 CFS down to 4 CFS.
Hey, have you met with the property owner that is due east of that property?
No,
it's right here. Ah, folks, we didn't let it happen in the other one. We aren't going to let it happen here. Okay, yeah. We get you. We got it. It's okay.
Just, I mean,
and their neighbors
are. You got to be cognizant of the water issue that stems from his backyard to that front area. Have you done an evaluation this spring and saw how wet it's been through that whole front quarter?
This area right at the corner of the property?
Correct.
Yeah, we will be diverting that through this large detention basin. So we'll be controlling that stormwater.
What's going to be the elevation of that point to his backyard?
This will be lower. This will be a high point right here, so this will drain this way.
So like the south tower situation, you're going to work with your neighbor?
Absolutely.
Okay. And then how about in the back? Yeah, I know. But how about in the back of the building? Since
big green button in the middle.
Down here.
Okay.
There's homes back in here. You've got a grassy area planned, but are you going to have some foliage that will absorb sound, like Australian pines or, you know, trees that will, not trees that are conifer-like, but that will lose their, that will keep their green?
So the tree line is right through here. So we're basically going right up to the tree line with our grading of that area. So the trees themselves will provide a buffer.
They'll be retained then in that area?
Yes, they're retained on the south property line.
And you feel that's sufficient?
There are some trees right in this area that are being removed for a stormwater facility, but there will still be trees throughout this whole area. There's a wetland here, so we cannot touch that area.
Okay.
Mr. Mayor, we really have to get back on.
Yeah, we'll get back on.
This is a public hearing. We really have our questioning.
And we haven't had the public hearing yet.
We have not.
Okay, I'll let you go. Excuse me.
So one of the concerns that city staff had was the inconsistency with the plans. We actually, as Joel mentioned, there is a small wetland remaining that we are not planning to touch. It was our interpretation of the ordinance that we would have to mitigate for those wetland setbacks and buffers. In review of that, he stated that we do not have to mitigate. We're basically double counting, which means we are more than the 1.5 to 1 in terms of our mitigation of our wetland setbacks and buffers. Another item that was a concern is this area right here, which is our mitigation of our wetland buffer. Is this area. According to ordinance, we cannot provide a wetland buffer in a woodland area. Per ordinance, we can also cut down all these trees and still meet the requirements of the maximum trees that we can cut down. We are proposing, rather than cut those down, to maintain the and preserve the trees that are there existing. In terms of this area over here, the one thing that we'll have to be aware of, there is a wetland existing right here. That's what we're going to be adding on to as part of the mitigation of this. And we would be open to adding trees along this side if that is a concern.
Mr. Deedle.
Some of them are healthy, mature trees. I'd rather keep the ones that are there and then add fewer new trees to fill in the gaps.
There are two purposes for the grading over here. One is to meet the stormwater requirements. One is another one is to have the mitigation of the wetland. If we didn't do it here, we'd have to disturb trees further to the west.
What is the quality difference between the trees? Are the trees to the west less quality?
There could be less quality trees on the west side there. I have to look at the details.
All too often in the city, we give up good, mature trees for the sake of water. When the water can move, the trees can't. Bottom line. Okay, please, go ahead, Joe.
Another reason there's grading here is we have a detention requirement. We want to maintain that. We have less rates going onto the neighbor's property, so we basically have to create a berm without going into the wetland. If we get rid of the berm in this area, then more water is going to be flowing onto the neighbor's property. So part of the mitigation plan is to mitigate at least 1.5 times not only the wetland, not only the buffer, but also the wetland setbacks. So these areas in purple are the wetland setback areas that we're proposing. I feel strongly that we can work with city staff to work out these details, and we are seeking approval tonight.
Okay. This is a public hearing. I'm going to open the public hearing. Same rules apply. 3 minutes. Thank you, Jim. 3 minutes apiece. Give us your name and address. Oh, and because this is a natural resources special exception, local ordinance requires that your testimony be sworn. Therefore, no lying. So, the city attorney will swear you in. Raise your right hand and
promise to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Yes.
Please state your name and address for the record.
Norm Atkinson, 8050 West Lake Point Drive. So what I'd like to do, if I could, is to put up the first map and show on the original diagram that was up there of the existing way that it looks, and if we could have the highlight of what was being demonstrated on the new slide. I'd like to see where you're pointing to on this map, yep, and being able to say this is the area now where we're going to be affecting. Could you do that?
The area that's being affected.
We're short on microphones tonight. Can you stand next to him and not get violent?
Can you see?
We need to get this on audio recording is what the purpose is.
So the area that will be disturbed, I will try to outline as best as possible here, but starting here, coming around, there's a wetland right there. Come down. Approximately right in here. Around up, there's a wetland that we'll be following up here. And directly back up to Forest Hill Avenue.
Thank you. The area, can I keep going?
Yeah, but use the mic, please. Yes, but use the microphone.
Okay. Thank you. That was very helpful. The area that I guess is straight down from where the old school was, there's some significant tree growth right there. Are you going to touch that?
No.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Franklin. Anyone else? Don't be bashful.
Promise to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Please state your name and address.
My name is Melita Moonan. I live at 7762 Chuckaway Shores Drive. So I live in the condominiums just east of there. And can you also point on this map, you were saying on the east side of the school, there is a tree line. Can you
want this?
Yeah. Right in here. Is this, you had mentioned you're going to take these trees down?
Sure, I can show you the approximate limits of what we're anticipating to take down. Right in there, sorry, a little shaky.
That's all
right. Right in there.
Okay, then the concern is, are we going to see everything west of there? Right now, we do not see the middle school at all unless it's winter when all the leaves are off. So by cutting down those trees, those residents along Chuckaway Shores on that west end, they're going to see everything, the school and the parking lot, and the lights, and the action.
No cameras?
No cameras. Probably would be. So that's a concern. The other concern is, you're messing around with the wetlands. Now, our lake, and I cannot say for a fact, but from what I understand, there's a natural spring that water comes into our lake. It's also a runoff area also. Now, can you, for a fact, guarantee that by messing around with the wetlands, that is not going to affect our lake? Fact, or are we guessing it might not, but you can't factually say it will not affect our lake because of the underground spring. And that's why why I know of the spring is because there is a parking lot. Pointer, please. Okay, thank you.
That
this
one?
Right here is, where am I? Oh, I thought I was, okay. This is a parking lot. And the reason why there is no building there is because from what I heard, there's a spring under there. So they built that parking lot there. So will all of this mess that up?
All of this.
Exactly. Everything. So that's the one thing that we'd want to be guaranteed. So the two considerations is messing around with the wetlands, affecting our lake and our property, and tearing down mature trees, which would affect the noise, the sights, everything.
Thank you, Ben.
Thank you.
Howdy, neighbor.
Howdy, neighbor.
Promise to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Name and address, please.
Matthew Kulka. I reside at 7979 West Forest Hill. I am east of the property right now where Forest Park is looking to be built. I had submitted a letter to the Common Council under the assumption that it would be included in the minutes of the hearing tonight. It was emailed over to Joel. I don't know if Joel can do better. In addition, the same letter would be available to everybody in the evening. I would like to take a point, do a few highlights of what we would put on record. I now own the property directly east of Forest Park. My home was built by my parents in 1967, years before the school was ever built. My property, as much as Forest Park property, is designated as wetlands. My family has lived there with drainage issues from the school fields without complaints, acknowledging that the wetlands naturally draining into another is reasonable. However, as the building plans for the new school have been made public, I am very concerned. In effects to the proactive attendance in June 2016 school board meeting, where it was choice of the building of the new Forest Park at the date of the referendum was decided, I was assured by both the contractor and architects, as well as the superintendent, Steve, who is now retired, that the placement of the new building, replacing what was grass and concrete and asphalt, would not escalate drainage issues on my property at all. After receiving the notice of the public hearing letter, I visited both the Planning Commission and I also visited the Engineering Department to learn more about the plans. I left with following concerns. The building plans call for retention ponds, berms, and newly constructed wetlands. However, there is no way to know if this will work because engineering does not have any stormwater drainage plans available at this time. Plans that would indicate where all of water displacement by the building as well as the new roads and parking lots will be. I was told by the engineering department that the first drainage plans were rejected because the discharge points were going directly to my property. Final plans will probably not be available for the Common Council. We will be asked to approve for the district's request. If there was a plan, it is approved and the stormwater drainage and retention ponds are put in place. If they fail to work as planned, it will be my responsibility to prove that the water problem is worse after the construction than before. This will require myself and my neighbors to start documenting and dating pictures of our property from this point forward. Finally, after construction, the water retention systems have a 3-year window to succeed and thereafter pass or fail, or it's up to Mother Nature to take its course with no further recourse or property. In conclusion, I do not consider it unreasonable to produce in advance a water retention plan that is viable enough to protect the properties to the east, homes where have been there before Forest Park has ever been built. My fear at this point is the builder and the district want to get this project started without any concerns or impacts on the neighbors next door. One of my big concerns with the school right now is in the letter that I sent to the Common Council, they are asking for 9,950 feet of wetlands to be changed. Why are we only doing 9,950? Why are we doing 10,000? The reason is because they have to go for special DNR approval. Being that I've been such a good neighbor, the school's been a good neighbor to me. I think in good faith, let's make it 10,000. That way it takes it, we have no question if this is going to be done right or wrong. Who is going to be there to monitor if it's 9,950? How do we know if it's that doesn't go over 10,000? Who monitors that? These are concerns that I have. I'm very concerned with the water issues, and that's my biggest issue right now, because I don't want my property value to go down because I'm getting flooded. Number two, with the school being there, right now, when the kids go on recess, they're out at the center of the school. I own my own business, I'm home a lot, I can hear the kids screaming, the whole works. Now you're taking that, where they're up at the center there, and you're moving it way over in the center of the field, close to my property. And how are you going to stop that noise from coming? Not that I have a problem with children. I mean, let's face it. I was one. I screamed, made noise. But these are all issues. Also, what are the lighting conditions? My windows, my bedroom windows, they all face that side of the area where the new school is going. How much light concern am I going to get from the new building and everything that's going around? These are all issues that I have with the building. And as far as the one issue that Melita had about the water running across into Tuckaway Shores, as of right now, the water comes through my backyard, goes through Mrs. Norman's property. It runs into Tuckaway Shores where there's a storm sewer, which then runs into Tuckaway Shores, so that way it answers your question. And now if that's diverted, where is that water that normally feeds Tuckaway Shores? Now it's going to go away. So what's that going to do for the lake? So it answers your problem, too. Thank you.
Thank you, Matt. Anyone else?